With all that being said, it is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and what's with you?
Oh, what's with me? I had an interview at 6:20 this morning, and I had the wrong. I called at first, and a guy on a cell phone, you could hear rumbling in the background, gets on. Hello? So I said, this is Marshall Miles calling for our interview. Interview? What interview? I'm a truck driver. I'm driving down the Jersey Turnpike. So I said, I might have misdialed the number, so if I call back, you'll know that I've got a wrong number. And he hung up. And sure enough, I called back, and the guy answered again.
Oh, no.
He says, listen, Bob, I'm on the turnpike now. I'm telling you. I don't have any interview scheduled. So I said, I know now. I realize I have the wrong number. But then something strange happened. The person who was going to be interviewed called in and said, well, I'm meant to be interviewed this morning. And that was great because we got the interview in. There you go. There you go.
That's great.
So that's the type of morning I had. Yesterday I was doing a lot of cleanup work around my house, inside the house, getting rid of things, moving things around, making things look a little different, cleaner, sharper. Mm-hmm. And I got a full 6 hours of sleep in a row last night, 6 consecutive hours.
Wow.
That doesn't normally happen. I normally get about 7 hours of sleep, but it's like 2.5, 3, you know, here, 3 here, and then another 2, and all separated by me getting up and going to the bathroom. But it didn't happen last night.
So that's great.
So now you know.
You must feel pretty good, huh?
I feel all right. So now you know I'm having a fairly good morning, and you know my bodily functions.
That's great. All right. Well, today and Wednesday, partly cloudy, hot, sticky, showers and thunderstorms. Now, there'll only be scattered pop-up stuff today.
You know, I've noticed that. They're not moving anyplace. They pop up and they stay there.
Yeah, there's a lack of wind in the upper atmosphere. Yeah. So, but that won't be the case tomorrow. They'll be moving, and that's why everybody has a better chance. I'm thinking low 90s today, but I don't know. If we have more than wind clouds tomorrow, we'll stay in the 80s, and 70 tonight. It's still warm, but less humid on Thursday with a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, middle 80s, and Friday, partly sunny, much less humid. An isolated afternoon thunder shower in the low 80s. Saturday looks to be partly sunny. I would still say dry as far as humidity, and highs in the middle 80s. And Sunday, right back into the soup. Hazy, warm, humid, chance of showers and thunderstorms. How do you like that?
Right back into the soup.
Listen, you know, you heard, I'm sure you did, you heard over the weekend that Siberia hit 100 degrees.
Yeah.
100 degrees in Siberia. That is unheard of.
Well, I was going to bring that up. It slipped my pea brain mind. Now, that's one of those things that you can't refute. That's just an unbelievable statistic.
It is. And I'll tell you right now, you really have to start to wonder. When they hit a record of 100 degrees all the way up there in Siberia, you have to wonder, you know, there is definitely a climate change. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, who wants to go to Siberia and sit on the beach?
Could you imagine? Could you just imagine?
All those people that have been sent to Siberia for punishment, it's 100 degrees.
Right.
Oh, gosh, it's amazing.
So, so I thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The National Weather Service put out their 8 to 14 day outlook, and I definitely agree with it. They are calling for temperatures to be much above normal, much above normal. And not only that, believe it or not, they are thinking along the lines that precipitation is going to be much below normal.
You know, Falls Village has already issued a warning to its residents not to water their gardens or their lawns or wash their cars.
I see some trouble, don't you?
Yeah.
I see, where things are going to start getting real dry, drought problems and stuff like that. So, we're definitely We're definitely going to have to see if things even out. But in my long-range forecast, I mean, I had July as a pretty hot month. I had August as in between. I had September as a cool month. So let's see what happens.
We can't do anything other than that. There is no option.
There really isn't. And by the way, yesterday they sent down the tech again, and they finally fixed the copy up.
All right. Was it what the guy said it was?
It was not diffusive, no. All they did was a reset. A manual reset. And the machine works fine.
You would like to punch them in the head with these resets, really.
Let me tell you. I just shook my head. I said 3 weeks for this tech to come down and follow like 7 or 8 steps, you know, with the LED screen, and that was it.
Amazing.
I just shook my head. I said, yeah, exactly. Okay. So that was that.
Hey, I want you to know when I did my work around my house yesterday, yeah. I repositioned my CD player, my DVD player. I repositioned it so
that it may get closer to you viewing the movie February.
Well, I think I'm going to actually be able to watch it today, because I've got it positioned in a place where its light is blinking now.
Also, to remind you.
That's it. So I think, you know, I had it hid before behind it because I didn't have room, but I rearranged things, and now you're right under my Xbox. So
we're getting there, huh?
Yeah, I think that today might be the day.
I'll be curious to see what you think. I think you'll find it amusing, especially part two. So, part one lays out all the groundwork, you know, as to what's going on, and then part two is all the action. So keep that in the back of your mind. But tomorrow is a big day for yours truly. And it's also, I'm also going to probably be a nervous wreck, but my dentist called and told me that my permanent implant teeth are ready, and she wants me in tomorrow at 2:30.
So she just unscrews what you have now and unscrews in the permanent ones?
Yeah. Does this sound easy?
It's never going to be easy. You know it's not going to. You know there's going to be some, because dentists like to terrorize you.
I wonder sometimes, you know, and you know what I mean? It's not going to be done without any kind of anesthetic. So is that what I want? Yeah, anesthetic. So I'm sure, you know, I don't know how many needles I'll be getting, but I'm sure that's in the cards too. But look at it this way. If they all fit, That's done. It's a done deal.
And now, how long has this been going on? About a year and a half?
It was Mother's Day weekend of 2019. So a little over a year.
And about $30,000, right?
That is correct.
Oh, my
God. Yep. Right. Yep. And, I mean, if it wasn't for the virus, it probably would have been done, I would say, in March. So it would have been just a little less than a year. But because of the virus, it's more than a year.
If I had a choice to spend $30,000 on my teeth, mm-hmm. No. I'll take that $30,000 and I would donate it to charity.
Remember, our original presentation was 15.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that I thought that was covering everything. But the surgery was 15. And I thought my plan would cover the rest, but it does not.
No, of course not.
So then she came up with another 15.
Amazing.
As much as I was a nervous wreck on that chair, that she took so many impressions and screws coming in and out of my mouth, I still was ready to pass out just from the price.
That's was going to say, the house you've been living in now? What did you how would you pay for it?
This house?
Yeah.
Just about five.
All right. So you got a nice down payment on a $500,000 house that's right in your mouth.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Well, is it a two-bedroom apartment? Does it have two bedrooms? And
right,
and
two, yeah, exactly.
And a master bath and an ensuite. I watch all these shows now, Pat. I can't stand it. They call a playroom a bonus room. It's now a bonus room. Look at this bonus room you get. It drives me crazy, the terms they use now when they show houses.
Yeah, I know.
Ensuite. You got a bathroom that's attached to a bedroom. An ensuite? I just wanted to complain a little this morning. So.
That's okay. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. And, you know, weather like this, forget it. You know, I was out there yesterday washing windows. Some of them that I can't get to I had to go from the outside. I could not believe how stifling it was. And I was so glad that I wasn't up at the lake with no air conditioning and nothing else, you know?
It was humid. I mean, it wasn't, the temperature wasn't extremely high. It was like 80, I think it was like 85 degrees. But I had both my air conditioners going, which is very rare on low, but I had both of them going. Most of the time I can cool the whole house with just the one back air conditioner, but not yesterday.
Yeah, well, as you know, we have central, so I have my Nest thermostat set on 72, and it keeps the house at 72 very nicely.
Well, excuse me, I don't have a Nest thing.
No, we wouldn't have one either if I didn't put the insulation in the attic. That was free. That was part of the lore. Put insulation in your attic and everything, and you'll get this free Nest thermometer in store. Okay, fine. That sounds like a good deal.
All right, Pat. We'll have to say goodbye till tomorrow.
Goodbye till tomorrow. Keep cool, everybody. Keep safe. And that's when I'll see you.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you'll always hear Pat at robinhoodradio.com as well.